Hello there, my name is Gisela Brandbo. So this morning I'm going to be discussing on how best to grow your page on Instagram. I know a lot of you will have read or listened to so many things about this online by coaches. You've seen it everywhere. But listen, I have managed to grow my page organically. I've managed to grow my community organically. So I'm actually the best person to get you on this ride. The first thing you need to do to grow your Instagram page is to identify what kind of brand you have. What are you selling? What are you doing? What products or services are you giving out to the audience? Particularly on social media, it is important that you quickly carve a niche for yourself so that people identify the service that you're rendering to them. You just do not open a social media handle or a business brand on social media if you're not sure of exactly what you're doing or what your brand is delivering. Secondly, the way you can also grow your brand is to, as much as possible, interact with your audience. You cannot wake up from Monday till Sunday or Monday to Friday, I don't know how many days you post in a week, and not engage or interact with your followers. If you don't interact with your followers, there's no way you're going to make sales. So this is very, very important. When people comment, go there, comment on their comments, or like their comments. Another way to grow, you know, using this style by engagement is to go to people in your niche that have bigger accounts. For instance, I will probably go to somebody in America. You know, I have a lot of coaches that I relate with back there. So what I do is I go there, I comment on their post. Oftentimes, before you know it, people see my comment and come back to my page. So that's a strategy. That's number two on how to grow your page. Number three on how you can grow your page is to just ensure that once in a while you make sure that your content really counts. People get tired of you doing the same things all the time. If your content is not interesting, your content is not exciting, it's not giving them that extra push, they will definitely unfollow you. People complain, oh, I get unfollowed, I get this, I get that. But it's because your content drive is not as interesting as it should be. So you need to work on that angle actively to be able to grow on Instagram. Another very important way that you can grow on Instagram is to make sure that your hashtag game is very hot and current and also participatory. I will explain that to you in a few words before I round up. So what happens is you need to research your hashtags. I've had occasions where I didn't research my hashtags and I was banned by Instagram because my hashtag game wasn't good. I forgot to research, or I was just too busy. So I just lump up a lot of hashtags together and put it without researching them. That's one of the mistakes we make. You need to research your hashtags. Make sure that the hashtag you're using is related to the post that you are doing so that you're not banned. So another very important way to grow your Instagram, by my reckoning, I tell you, I'm talking by experience and I hope you believe me, is by joining engagement groups. When you join engagement groups, you help yourself, you relate with them. I'm not saying you should be so dependent on these engagement groups, no, but I'm saying that they could help you push your brand forward before you now exit. But a lot of coaches are going out there to say engagement groups are not good, they're this, they're that. A lot of them started by joining engagement groups. So guys, try and find what works for you and do it. Growing on Instagram is not easy, but at the same time, it's also easy. Once you have your niche, once you get your audience, once you know your hashtag game and you are able to sell solutions and not sell products all the time, you will make it. If you want more of this, all you need to do is to look for me on Instagram at Gisela Brandboss. I also have two growing groups at Gain with JBB1 and at Gain with JBB. You can also check me on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll be sure to help you. Thank you.
Hi, so my name is Gisela Brandboss. Today we're going to talk about how to grow 50,000 followers in a few weeks. Yes, it is achievable. I've learned a lot in the last 6 months, you know, being on Instagram, and I've understood that you one just needs to know the specific strategies to use in building your page to be able to stand tall on Instagram. I must confess that it is highly competitive doing things on Instagram. I mean, there's this social media frenzy that everybody has to contend with and all that. And so for you to be noticed, for you to get to the top, you need to do certain things. For you to grow, you need to do certain things. So at the top of my head, that's what I'm going to be taking you through today. How to hit 50K in a few weeks. And if you follow this, my strategies, you subscribe to my YouTube channel or turn on notifications for @JuicellaBrandBoss on Instagram. Follow me on all my pages. I'm telling you, with time, you will experience your growth. It may start gradually, but at the end of the day, you will find out that you are actually growing and you're hitting it. So the first thing you need to do to grow 50K followers in a few weeks is know your followers. What kind of followers do you have on Instagram? What kind of followers are you looking for? What kind of audience do you have? Your audience may be those that, you know, appreciate videos. They want to know about you. They are middle-aged people. They are young boys or young girls. They are people staying outside the country and all that. They are teachers, or they are musicians, or they are entertainers. So you need to be able to understand who your consumers are, who your audience are, and who your followers are. Once you're able to identify all that, honestly, it's very easy. So once you know your followers, the next thing you want to do is to start deriving content that your followers like. Listen, everybody who is on Instagram has followers for a particular reason. It took me a while to understand the strategies of how to retain my followers. And how do I do that? I began to understand that what you need to do as an Instagram or social media expert is to be able to give solution to your followers, provide solution, give them what they need, and then they stay. For instance, I have people who look up to me on how to grow on Instagram. They look up to me on how to get strategies to grow, on how to increase sales, and on how to be a boss in their chosen field or profession, as it were. So that's what I offer, and it's working really well for me. So that's what you need to identify, how to create the kind of content that your consumers will consume. Let's take, for instance, you are somebody who sells shoes or who sells bags. What you need to do, you know, the kind of audience that you have. Are they wholesalers? Are they retailers? Are they people that buy from you? What you need to do is do videos tailored towards them appreciating your style. Use the real videos, TikTok style. You know, you could wear the shoes. You could get brand influencers or brand ambassadors to wear your shoes. And when people see it, they begin to appreciate what you have for them. You begin to wear those shoes with different clothes and all that. Before you know it, you begin to grow your followers. Another thing you need to do to grow 50K in a few weeks is to start doing giveaways. Everybody loves a freebie. I have not done giveaway in a long while, but I'm sure I'm going to do very soon. So you need to start doing giveaways. What are giveaways? You need to appreciate your followers. They need to know that you appreciate them. They are the ones that like your post. They're the ones that comment on your post. They are the ones that, you know, once in a while check your stories. They check your real videos and all that. So you need to appreciate them. You need to involve in collaborations. Guess what, guys? You cannot be an island. You cannot know everything. So it's important that you collaborate with somebody that is in your niche. If they're not in your niche, look for somebody outside your niche that will complement what you're selling. For instance, I'm a brand coach and I'm a social media influencer. So all I need is to collaborate with a brand to be able to expand our frontiers. I've expanded our scope. She has expanded my scope. So that's how it should be if you want to grow. Another important way that you can grow on Instagram is engaging in shout out for shout out is a new thing I discovered like last year, and since I've been utilizing it, it's working for me. What's shout out for shout out? You talk about my brand, I talk about your brand, and that's just it. And before you know it, people are coming to your page to see what you're doing. It's just simple. It's a law of reciprocity. I give you, you give me. So try, do it. See, you cannot grow on Instagram if you're standing on your own. No. You need to collaborate with people. You need to do go on Instagram stories room. you know, you need to go. There are a lot of things that Instagram has given us that will help us to grow. Another important thing that you need to do is you use the right hashtag, relative hashtags to your post. Very, very important that the hashtag you're applying to your post is applicable to the post that you're doing. So, for instance, you're selling shoes, it should be hashtag shoe vendor, hashtag shoes in Lagos, hashtag shoe wholesaler, hashtag I love shoes, hashtag shoe buyer, hashtag shoe fetish. Use hashtags that will work for you. Also, another way to grow is look for people that are big in your niche. Go to their pages. When you go to their pages, comment on their pages, comment on their post or whatever. Once you do that as often as possible. Before you know it, some people are noticing your post. What I have been able to do is go to Instablog. I go to Instablog. Once the post drop, I drop a nice comment. And people that follow me because of that, I've had negative comments and I've had positive comments. But I know what I'm targeted at. What I'm targeting is to get more followers. I get one or two followers and it's okay. Another thing is please join engagement groups. Forget about the nonsense that people are saying, oh, engagement groups are these, they're this and that. Join engagement groups and use them to your advantage. Don't be so attached to them that you don't do anything else. Join engagement groups. Now, a lot of things are happening now, and I need to tell you, join game groups where, you know, you're able to follow each other, and before you know it, you're applying the principles of reciprocity once again, and you're enjoying each other's company. You're commenting on mine, she's commenting on yours, and we're all building a community of growth people. Another thing you need to do, please do sponsored ads. Why am I saying this? It's because your post is limited to just a few on Instagram. So what you need to do to grow fast is to ensure you do at least in a week or a month, do sponsored posts. Sponsor your post so that your post can get to a wider reach. Go to your insights and check your post that is doing really well. Once you see that particular post is the one that you should sponsor, okay? Boost that post so that it will get to a wider audience. Another way to grow is go to your insight, go and check the hashtag that did well or the post that did well. Check the post, check the content. It means that people like that particular content, okay? That's why you got a lot of impressions, you got a lot of reach, and you reached a lot of people, as it were. You got a lot of likes and comments. Once you identify that particular post, please try and do more of such posts so that you will get more. So I hope with this, you're on your way to climbing up. I'm going to share some more tips that will get you on the top. Trust me, I want you on the top. You're not supposed to be beneath. So like I said, subscribe to my YouTube channel, share. Go to my Instagram page at Jisola Brand Boss and let's make this happen. Thank you. Hi, this is Jisola Brand Boss, your Instagram growth expert, brand coach, business growth specialist. So I'm here again to tell you how you can outsmart the algorithm. A lot of people talk about the algorithm, but they forget that we actually have different types of algorithm for different kind of things that you do on Instagram. We'll go back to that later. But for today, I want to tell you how I outsmart the algorithm. So the Instagram algorithm supposedly prioritizes engagements. That's just the truth. That means that it looks at shares, it looks at likes, and all those are actually valuable currencies. So when you do your call to action, you must always try to make sure that your followers or your audiences are sharing your post, or they are saving your stories, or they are liking your post, they are engaging actively in your post. Okay, so I'm going to give you some tips that will help you to know how to outsmart the algorithm to figure your post at every point in time. So let's go. So one of it is step up your photo quality. Your photo quality must be top notch. Don't put blurry images. When you have good images that will attract attention, the algorithm works in your favor and they show those images to as many as can see it. Secondly, keep publishing consistent stories. Consistency is important. I'm not talking about consistency of post, consistency of what you're posting. If you're in your niche, make sure that you keep at it, you keep doing the same thing so people recognize you for exactly
what you're doing. And always do a story post. Ensure that you have stories, because stories are there for you. They're like your billboard, your free billboard. So if you want to know how to do your stories, please go to Canva to get exactly what you need. You need covers and all that so you can have beautiful stories. Now, another thing is, you must publish more video content. There are a lot of opportunities for you. Instagram is favoring more video content. So you can do your Reels video, short video form. You can do your live videos. You can turn them to your IGTVs. And you can do your just your normal posts as a video content. So utilize that and the algorithm favors you. So go live more often. I do that, but for a while I've had to stop because my load has been really huge. So go live often. Try and relate with your audience. And the good thing about going live is that as you come on live, Instagram notifies your followers that you are live. So it's an opportunity to increase your reach. So craft more compelling captions. What kind of captions are you putting on your feed? Make sure it's compelling, it is riveting, it is interesting. Make sure it is attraction, bringing and all that. It attracts the attention that your post needs. Run a contest or a giveaway. It's very important, you know, because that will also drive traffic to your page. Then harness the power of your hashtags. You are entitled to 30 hashtags. Forget about what people say. A lot of people come out and say, don't do this, don't do this. If you can use 30, use 30, but make sure the 30 are relevant to the post that you're doing. Don't spam hashtags. Don't use irrelevant hashtags, you know. Put them in batches and rearrange as often as you post. Yeah. So, and then another important thing, you know that I recently did a post to tell you that Instagram has favored those that will post at particular hours. Why? To reduce the pace of competition. So when you post at particular hours, and this is due to a survey was carried about 35 million posts, which is enough to cover the whole of us on Instagram. So post at particular hours, post times, use your insights. When do you think that people post more? When do you think that people engage your post more? Those are the times that you should utilize on Instagram. So I hope that this has helped you. Try and use them. You need to let the algorithm know you, let you know the type of post that you do so that it makes things quite easy for you at all times. Thank you so much. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Gisela Brandbus and follow me on Instagram at Gisela Brandbus. I'm on Facebook as well at Gisela Brandbus. I'm going to be having a 30-day bootcamp for vendors and entrepreneurs on the 1st of September, starting 1st of September. It's just for 10,000 Naira. And that's like roughly $25 if you calculate. So click the link in my bio on Instagram and we hook up. Thank you. Hi, so we're going to be talking about how to get to the explore page. But before we get to that, I want to explain what an explore page is. When you open your profile page, that circle that looks like a magnifying glass, click on it, that's the explore page. So an explore page is like a collection of public photos, videos, and all that will help an individual discover accounts, discover hashtags, and discover products that they might like. Now, for you to get to the explore page, there are certain things that you'll do. But okay, so let's do this. The selection of content on each Instagram user's explore page is based on three specific things. Write this down wherever you are. The account that someone already follows, what the person in account follows like, the types of posts an account engages with often, and posts with high engagement. So when you get to the explore page, it's because of some of these factors I just mentioned. I'll mention two more so that you follow me. The posts that you see on explore page are posts with high engagement. They are the types of posts that an account engages with often. So if, for instance, they engage your post often, it will be on explore page. Then what the people on account follows like. So whatever you like are the things also that will be on the explore page. So let's look at how you can get to the explore page. One, get to know your target market. What kind of market do you want? What are you looking for? Who is your audience? Your audience follows you. So if they follow you, then there's a likelihood that you will be on the explore page. You must share engaging content. Engaging content will help you, you know, get to the explore page so that you can be discovered. If your post is nice, people engage it and then they'll follow you at the end of the day. Thirdly, you must try prominent format, the reigning format for us to use, the reigning Instagram tool that we use now is Reels, because they are short video form and they're really nice, they're engaging. So try it. It may push you to the explore page. Most of my posts get to the explore page. So another thing, tip that you can use to get to the explore page, you must cultivate an active community. What do I mean by that? Community building is key to Instagram success. So it means that, you know, whatever you're doing, you plan it so much that your audience gets ample opportunity to engage your post. Post nice content, post things that will attract people to look at your post. Okay, so you should post also when your followers online. What's the use of posting when they're not online? It means that they won't engage your content. If they won't engage your content will not be pushed to the explore page. It's just practical. Then use relevant hashtags. Your hashtags must be relative to your post. Use community hashtags. Use hashtags that are general, maybe one or two. Then use relative hashtags to your post. Very, very important. Another very important tip for you to get to the explore page, pay attention to analytics. Check your insights, know what post is working for you. And once you do that, it's easy. So if this my messaging, if this my voice has intrigued you, please go to YouTube to listen to everything and follow me, subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram for more tips. I'm currently running a bootcamp for 30 days from the 1st of September to the end of September. Please join me by clicking the link in my bio on Instagram. Thank you. My name is Gisela Brandbus.